If you have a lot of cousins and nephews and everything, what do you call all these people?
Kinfolk.
Okay. Would you use the same word for the people living in your house?
If there's some kin to me. No. Talking about like my brothers and sisters? Well, they are kinfolk, but I wouldn't use kinfolk, you know. I just call them a family.
Okay. You might say, yeah, he has the same family name, and he does look a little bit like me, but I'm actually...
His cousin. What? I don't get, you know, get the point.
Would you say that he's no kin to you or no relation?
Yeah, no kin.
Okay. Somebody comes into town and no one has ever seen him before, you'd say he's a...
Stranger.
Okay, does it make any difference how far he came from?
No.
Okay, if he's from another country?
No.
Okay, would you use the word foreigner?
Yeah, you can't use foreigner if he's from another country. Well, I was, you know, thinking about it, particularly if you say in this community, like me and a bunch of dudes get together and see somebody, you know, call him a stranger, you know.
Uh-huh.
But if he's an outsider, yeah, people all over would call him a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
But particularly in the community, he's called, no matter who he is, you're not from the community, he'll just be a stranger.
Okay. Okay, a common name for a girl beginning with M?
Mary.
Mm-hmm. And George Washington's wife?
Wow. Mary? No, is it?
That's an M.
A Martha, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is a nickname for Helen that begins with N, and it's in the song "Wait Till the Sun Shines."
I don't know.
Let's see. The name of the
girl. Now.
The name of the girl in the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party.
Nancy? No, it's for Helen.
How about N-E-L-L-Y?
Nelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
A nickname for a little boy named William?
Bill.
It's running out.